Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Explain This. I'm with the star of the show, Robin Riddle. Robin, you've got one that I can't pronounce. I got a little clue as to what we were talking before we hit record, and I have no clue how to pronounce it. What are we talking about?
Today, we're going to talk about a supplement called Gymnema.
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 One word.
Yep.
Okay, what in the world is this?
So Gymnema comes from a shrub that is native to India, Africa, and Australia.
Okay.
So this has been used in Indian medicine for literally thousands of years.
Okay.
So ancient tree shrub thing that they've turned into medicine.
So is this like a, it's a medicine or a supplement or?
It's a supplement that we use.
It's a supplement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so there's multiple potential benefits that can come from this supplement.
Now, are we doing this week because I just got back from Australia? Is this why you're doing
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
You're
there
like,
we go.
I want to make Ben feel back at home.
Exactly.
And it's with this.
Bring in that little bit of Australia.
This ancient Australian shrub.
There we go. You should have eaten some while you were there. So one of the first things that this can do for us, and one of the biggest things that I love Gymnema for, is it actually can help to reduce sugar cravings.
Okay.
So it helps. It does this by helping to suppress the sweetness in things. It actually blocks the taste receptors for sweet whenever you take it.
So does it make things taste worse?
It doesn't taste as sweet. Okay. It literally, I mean, it doesn't taste bad. It doesn't make it taste bad, but you just don't get that same like, oh, that was such a good piece of chocolate or whatever. You don't get that same sweetness out of it. So it doesn't deliver that same level of satisfaction.
Now, out of curiosity, because we were just going over some of your CGM results,
yeah.
Would this blunt the spike if you... Okay, let's go. Let's
yeah.
talk. Let's
yeah,
talk more.
Okay.
Gymnema.
So when it's consumed prior to the consumption of a sugary food or beverage, the gymnemic acid component of the Gymnema actually blocks the sugar receptors in your taste buds.
Oh, okay.
So they did one study where they gave participants, they did it like a 50-50. Half of them got Gymnema, half of them didn't. Nobody knew who got what, of course. And the people that had received Gymnema had less of an appetite for sugary foods and overall consumed less calories at their next meal.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That is super useful.
Yeah, super useful. So because of that, it also has some anti-diabetic properties that we really like it for.
Okay.
So the Hindi name for this is Gurmar, G-U-R-M-A-R,
okay.
However that's said, which literally translates into destroyer of sugar.
That is fascinating.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I feel like we don't talk enough about is the power of like, not wanting something.
I know, right?
Right? Like the ability to not want sugar would be incredible.
I mean, there's that level of self-control.
Yeah.
But if you can take away that and not have to have that crazy willpower all the time and just not crave things, super beneficial.
Yeah. Makes it easy.
Yeah. So this is literally the destroyer of sugar. So Gymnema can also block sugar absorption in the intestines.
Okay.
Just like it blocks it in the tongue, it can block it in the intestines, thus lowering your post-meal blood sugar levels. So talking about CGMs, you could actually lower the spike that you would get from consuming sugary foods.
And like the consequences of the spike, so like maybe brain fog after, you know, sometimes after lunch you get tired or whatever.
Yeah.
That's really interesting.
Blocks that sugar.
Yeah.
So you do have to be cautious combining this with other blood sugar lowering medications.
Okay.
So like diabetics who are on insulin or something, you don't want to just randomly add this in and experiment with it.
Okay.
If you're on other medications intended to lower blood sugar levels, definitely need to talk to your doctor about something like this.
Okay.
So another benefit is it actually improves insulin secretion.
I don't know what that means.
Okay. So it helps to stimulate insulin production from the pancreas.
Okay.
Which promotes, and it also helps to promote the regeneration of the insulin producing cells, the islet cells that are in the pancreas. All of that helps to lower blood sugar levels.
Okay.
So we're absorbing less of it, but we're also getting more insulin to deal with the sugar that we do get.
And we want lower blood sugar.
We want lower blood sugar levels.
Because that means
we want to be nice and stable.
Insulin doesn't have to work as hard.
Right.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
It can also help to lower cholesterol.
Okay.
So Gymnema has been shown through a couple of studies to help lower LDL and triglyceride levels, both of which are things that we don't want really high levels of.
Mm-hmm.
So one study was done using Gymnema in moderately obese patients. It showed a reduction in the LDL of up to 20%, triglycerides reduced by up to 19%, and an increase in the HDL of up to 22%.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah, I know, right? this can also aid in weight loss.
Okay.
For a couple of different reasons. So several studies have shown the potential for this to help with weight. It's likely due to the fact that we block those sweet cravings, so we're not eating those sweets as much. But then that blocking, like I said earlier, has the potential to lead to less calories consumed. So eating less of everything, less sweets, leads to weight loss.
Right. It could be you're craving it less. It's not as tasty to you.
Yeah.
So you just don't, you're just not consuming just as much.
Don't consume it.
Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
It works. This can also even help to reduce inflammation. Of course, partially from the side of insulin's not spiking as much, we're not consuming as much sugar, like all of that kind of stuff definitely helps inflammation. But Gymnema also contains tannins and saponins that can help to lower inflammation. So it's even been, there's been some research done using it for arthritis too, because of that component.
And tannins are what's in red wine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but this is better.
Assuming. This is better for you. and then, of course, I always go to the women's health side of things when I can. This can actually be super beneficial with PCOS patients.
Okay.
Because, again, controlling those insulin levels is critical in PCOS.
Yeah.
So it's not something that I can recommend into pregnancy, but it definitely is something that could help get a PCOS patient there.
So if you're seeing a patient who is wanting to lose weight or... Mm-hmm. A woman who has PCOS, but not necessarily a diabetic on diabetic medications.
Yeah.
Is there anyone else you'd kind of recommend this for?
People who tend to have too many sweet cravings. You know, I have some patients that will tell me, like, that's all they want to eat all day. That's all they think about is eating sugar. This is a great way to help cut that down. Of course, anyone who's pre-diabetic, kind of moving in that way, anyone with insulin resistance. But literally, if people just want to eat less sugar, it'll help.
Out of curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
Does it help with cravings in general or just cravings of sugar?
It's more the sweets.
Okay, so it's not like, because I know the GLP-1s maybe mm-hmm. take...
like appetite down completely.
Okay.
This is targeted more just towards the sweets that you would want to be consuming.
Super interesting.
Yeah. So, of course, like I said, if you're on other diabetic medications, anything intended to lower your blood sugar, don't combine it with Gymnema until you've spoken to a professional about it. But standard dosing on this is typically about 100 milligrams, 3 to 4 times a day, taken before meals.
Okay.
So it comes in capsules, powders, it comes in a tea. I think capsules are the easiest. Just take a capsule, 5 to 10 minutes before you plan on eating something.
Interesting.
It will keep you eating less sugar, but also absorbing less sugar from what you're eating.
Based on what you've seen in office, is there a time period where you can start to see is it like immediate?
It can be immediate.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I might have to try this.
Yeah, I know.
I got a sweet tooth.
I know. So we're gonna try some Gymnema and then see how those sweets taste afterwards.
Yes.
It's a great time of year to utilize it. It's all the holiday junk food.
Or it's a terrible time to
depends on how you look at it.
Depends on your perspective.
Yeah.
But that's super interesting. Gymnema.
Yeah, Gymnema.
All right. Guys, try out Gymnema. Listen to this again. Again, talk to your medical professional if you're on any sort of diabetic medications, as Robin just said. But we appreciate y'all hanging out with us today. Is that a show?
That's a show.
Thank you. Guys, see y'all next time.
Don't go away.